No, K-N-O-W, is a double whammy word. It has two issues. There's the O-W and there's the K-N. No can be grouped with friends such as show, slow, and grow. But you'll want to keep it away from the how, cow, now gang. That means teach these groups of words at different times. Work on one before starting on the other so they don't get in each other's way. That's the OW. Then there's the KN, which is a digraph that occurs at the start of many words, no, not, knit, knife, and so on. You've probably taught that pattern separately. So no, K-N-O-W, is like adding one and one to get two. K-N plus O-W pronounced O equals no.
No is an example of a word where it can be useful to use more than one neighborhood when teaching. To teach the K-N spelling at the beginning of the word, it could be useful to group no with words like new, knee, and knife. To teach the O-W spelling of the O sound at the end of the word, it could be useful to teach it with words like blow, crow, grow, and show. By breaking the word into its onset, N-O, and rhyme, O-W, you can show children that even though the spelling looks a little weird, the word does have friends. It would also probably be best to keep no away from words where the O-W spelling makes a different sound, like cow, how, and now.